There is no Shaila. There is no Shaila that this was a very historic week. There's no Shaila. And there's no Shaila that Mr. President deserves the kol hapachas, the kavod of discussing the monumentous occasion that has befallen us. And I will tell you three auras today. One aura about Tashkacha, one aura at the end about Olam Haba, and in the middle, the halachic ramification of all of that melucha, all that melucha. But you have to start with Hashkacha. Let's have Hashkacha. Right? The Gemara says a story in Sukkah. The Gemara tells about the Malach HaMavis once came to Shlomo HaMelech, and he was all upset. Shlomo HaMelech saw him dragging around, and he saw that the Malach HaMavis looked upset. Me, I don't know if I see the Malach HaMavis looking upset. I'm running the other way. But the Shlomo HaMelech understood that he was upset. So he asked the Malach HaMavis, why are you so upset? What's wrong? So Malach HaMavis told him, oh, he's got such a avodah today. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam told him to go and kill these two Kushim. And he doesn't know how to do it. And he's all upset. And these two Kushim worked for Shlomo HaMelech, the Gemara says. So Shlomo HaMelech heard this, these two trusty Kushim. So he said, He said, these two trusty Kushim. So he quickly ran over and he said, a shame. And he flew them up to Shemayim. He put them in the middle of the sky somewhere. And the Gemara says, a minute later, Shlomo HaMelech sees the Malach HaMavis. And the Gemara then in Freilich. He was all of a sudden very happy. So he said to him, why are you happy now? He says, you're not going to believe what happened today. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave me a job to kill these two Kushim. And he said to me, but you have to kill them in the sky. That's where you got to get them, in the sky. And I think, how in the world am I going to get them? And there's no, the Kayach of the Malach HaMavis is not to take people and fly them up. It says, how am I going to get them? And then, boom, you get into your cup to go and take them, to save them from me, and put them up into the sky, and that's how I was able to get them. That means that when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants something, it's going to happen. And that's Nekuda number one. If you would have asked any person, right, 30 years ago, right, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 months ago, right, that one day, and one day that Donald Trump is going to be the president of the United States, imagine 30 years ago, Rosh Hashiva. Remember Donald Trump 30 years ago? Imagine what would have been the reaction if 30 years ago they would have said, Donald Trump, it would be like saying, you know, what would be if Shragi Kallis is going to be the president of the United States one day, right? You're laughing a little too much. Trump made it, you know? It's still a chance, you know? A galechta, a total galechta would have been, right? And to the point of right before it was a total galechta, right? But you know what the answer is? The answer is that, I don't know the answer. But the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wanted it. And we're about to see something in the next 4 years, 8 years, maybe a year, I don't know, if it's a week, I don't know, I guess after they build a wall, right? We're about to see what was the plan of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and whatever it will be, it'll be clear. It'll be so clear, because it's so not nitfas in seichel. It is by far the most unbelievable thing that, maybe since you see it's Mitzrayim, it was the most unbelievable thing. No, we have no idea. Right? When the Medrash talks about how Achashverosh, that was a stable boy, became the king over the entire world, right? And the Medrash writes, the Medrash Zayir speaks about it, Hayala Tmiya, it was Tmiya in people's eyes, So now you can understand this Medrash better than the Vilna Gaon, better than the Gaon. And that's what the Gaon says, I'm going to tell you a story. And this story, it brings out the Nekudat HaSeif. That there was a Yid named Rav Tzvi Hirsch Farber. Tzvi Hirsch Farber, it was a Yid in London 100 years ago. And he writes, sometimes you hear a story and you're not sure if it's emes and you're not sure, but he writes down the story and he was a chashev Yid, and he writes it down with all of the pratim, or every single prat, every word, everything, what went on, etc. Rav Leizer Gordon was the Rosh Yeshiva of Telz, and Telz was burnt to the ground. And Rav Leizer Gordon was the Rosh Yeshiva and he was the Rav of Telz, and he traveled to London to try and get money to build to rebuild the Yeshiva. When Rav Leizer Gordon got to London, so the residing power, place of the Torah, Judaism, or whatever, was the United Synagogue. And he writes this all, I'm just quoting what he writes. He writes that the original Rav of the United Synagogue was a Jew named Rav Nassen Adler, not Nassen Adler from the Chassam Sofer. He had named Nassen Adler, and he was a Talmud Chacham, he writes. He was a finer person, but his son, Naftali Adler, was not. That's what he writes. He says, and when the Lazer Gordon, the great Rosh Hashiva of Telz, came to meet, to try and get help, to rebuild Telz, and Telz was what was Telz? Rav Elchanan learned in Telz. What was Telz? Telz was the Malchus of Europe, was Telz. And he came there. So when he came in there, he said to him, I never heard of you, Rabbi Gordon, and I never heard of Telz, and Adaf Hashem, and he was Mevazim, and he didn't help him. And he told people not to help him. So Belais Breira, he was a broken person. His yeshiva was destroyed. He was a tremendous goyin and masik. He didn't know from these things, b'chol, didn't know what to do. So at that time, about 10 years earlier than that, there was a new kashrus that started called the Machzike Hadas in that area of London. And the Chavetz Chaim actually writes letters to be mechazik them to start. Agam, it was causing machlekes because the others were getting tainted. You're coming in here as if you know what's going on here. And the Chavetz Chaim writes them letters to be mechazik them. No, they should do better in the shechita, and etc., etc. And he writes them. There was a Jew named Avram Heller, who was a Rav of the Machzike Das. And they took this Rav from Helsinki. Helsinki, you ever hear of Helsinki? Finland. Helsinki's not known. Finland, Norway, somewhere in Russia, right? It's not known for its great Jewish community. It's interesting, right? And they took the Rav from there, and he brought with him a shochet named Rappaport, and they came. You can go out of Yemezah over there in the Beis HaKfaris, and you can see where they're buried. And he came to talk to them, they can help him. He was the Rav of this new Kehila, and he was the Shaykh. The Shaykh always was a powerful man. If you know anything about European history, he was the person, he was the Kayach. So, talk the conversation, this Rav Avram Heller told Rav Lazer Gordon that I'm going to help you, but you should know I have tainis on Telz Rosh Hashiva. So, tainis on Telz Rosh Hashiva, what did I do to you? He says, do you know my father was Yeshua Heller? Yeshua Heller was a safe of the place, and she was a guy in Oilam. He was the Rav in Telz before Rav Lazer Gordon. And he said that, you know, when my father died, it was pushed by everything. There was a musig back then for sure of Yerushas Rabbanus. It was Yerusha. And it was pushed that I was going to be the Yerush of that Rabbanus. And my eye, what happened? All of a sudden you come in and you took my Yerusha. And you became the Rav. He was the Rosh Hashiva, and he became the Rav of Telz. And I have tainus on. But you see, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Atas Gefeirt, this is what he wants. You see, now I went to Helsinki, and I went from there. I was so upset and I was so ashamed that I went to Helsinki. Found the, like a shtela there, and then afterward he was discipled the shtela over here in London, right? So you see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you see you're not doing so well in Telz, and that's what he said. The Lazer Gordon said to him, I didn't know anything. They told me there's no machlekes. They told me there's no shaila, there's no vikuach, and this was what everybody was not. I didn't know bichlal, and he was Matthias Avram Heller, and he gave him a, he was meichlem, he was meichlem. Afterward, the shaychet, this is by Rappaport. He said to him, I want to tell you, I have bigger tainas than you, tells the Rosh Hashiva. He says, who are you? Doesn't even know who he is. I don't know who you are. He says, you don't know who I am? He says, when you came to be the Rav in Telz, you called me in. I was the Shaykhit in Telz. And you called me in, and you started to give me a faher like I was a new Shaykhit. You asked me, how do you do it like this, and how do you do it like that, and how do you check your knife, and how do you do this? He says, I'm a Shaykhet trying to tell 20 Gil Tariq. I'm a 20 year Shaykhet in Telz, and you treat me like a new Telz or a Shaykhet and this. And I was so upset and so insulted that I went to Helsinki with Rav Heller, and now I'm here. He says to him, when I came to be the Rav in Telz, they told me you're the Rav now, so we have to bring you a Shaykhet. They didn't tell me you were the Shaykhet. They told me, I thought I'm trying to check out for a new Shaykhet, for the I don't know what, Bechlal. And he was Mephiasim. And he got him a chila, and that's Pachas HaYoyis at the end of the story. Rav Lazer Gordon didn't make a pruta in London, not one pruta. And a few days later, he died of a massive heart attack. The end of the story. The story actually goes that the Machzik HaDas, they tried to get as many people to come to the Levaya as they could, right? Because he was the great Rosh Yeshiva. So they told everyone, and they got hundreds of people, even thousands, and they say that Naftali Adler was walking down the street, and he saw these hundreds and thousands of people walking down the street. He said, what is this? They said, there was a great Rosh Yeshiva from Telz, and he was nifter. He said, I never heard of Lazer Gordon, and I never heard of Telz or Yeshiva, and it's not important to me. And, you know, you can imagine that until Telz, this is before the England broke up from the EU, but it was still difficult to get messages from England to Poland. It wasn't so much Ksharim. And they didn't find out about the death of Telzer Rosh Hashiva, of the Petira, of the Telzer Rosh Hashiva, I don't know, a month or what. Could you imagine the Agmas Nefesh of the Jews in Telz when they heard this? A Yid that left, didn't get one pruta, lost his whole yeshiva, had to die of a heart attack over there, right? And the bizyoinus that he had, and v'chulei. Can you imagine the Agmas Nefesh? And we know the answer. And I don't know if most of the Yidden and Tells died and never knew the answer. But the answer is the Ribbono Shel Olam had a plan over here. And this Jew, Rav Lezer Gordon, had to go up to Shemayim, but there were still two Jews that had a tain on him. And Kanirek, if he what it was, it was a rightful tain, whatever. There was a concept of Yerushas Rabbanis. And there was a concept of, you know, having a certain covet for a Shoichet and whatever. And the Ribbono Shel Olam took him, maybe burnt the whole Yeshiva Tells, and brought him to the other end of the world, and with Bizyainis and this, just to get the Mechila from these two Jews. So what's going to be in the next 4 years, in the next 8 years, in the next 1 year, though? But if the Ribbono Shel Olam has a plan, so sometimes you see it afterward, sometimes you don't see it, you have to have Emunah, but sometimes you zeichet the chap already now that something's about to happen. And Mele, that has to be Mechazik a person when you see the Yad Hashem. So that's the tremendous, monumentous occasion that, but what's the Mashmoyas of this Kayach? What's the Mashmoyas of the Kayach of President? What's the mashmas? Nafgamina. The mashal. There's a bracha. The Shulchan Aruch. The Chelik Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Chav Dalet about if you see a melech. In Diocese Yiddishkeit, there's a certain chshivis of Adar. There's a chshivis to a melech. There's a chshivis, an importance. And the Gemara says, it's really brought to Shulchan Aruch of here. The Gemara brings down, on Malchei Yisrael, you make a bracha, Shechalak Mekfoy Delireyev, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, it's a chelik kivyachal of Hashem. On Malchei Umas HaOilam, if you see a Melech of Goyim, you make a bracha. Baruch Shenosan Kvoydai, Nosan, there he just gives it, he doesn't have, it's not a chelik of him, Nosan Kvoydai, Lepasar Vadam. That's the bracha, that's the halacha, you make a bracha. Shailas, before we get to the president, do you make this bracha nowadays? And it's very nekeya, because the Shulchan Aruch continues and says in Shulchan Aruch Sivtes, mitzvah l'shtadol l'rois malachim. Right? There's a mitzvah to try to see these people. Afilu agai, afilu malachas umas ha'olam. And the Mishabur explains, really, it's kimat the Gemara. Mishabur goes on, he says, umutter even for a kohen to be matame atumad rabbanon. We don't really have this nowadays, atumad rabbanon of a base of pras, because there's a real mitzvah to see a king. There's a real mitzvah. Why is there such a mitzvah? Because it's the Mefarshim explain, then you'll be able to differentiate and see what is covered, and then you'll see, understand the amashu, but the covered that will be afforded to the Malchei Yisrael and the Melech Mashiach, and even more so is you'll be able to appreciate the covered, a moshel kivyachol of the covered of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of real melucha. So seeing a melech is something very important, that's why we make a bracha, and you're supposed to be mishtadel to. So the nafkamin is, are you supposed to be mishtadel to see the queen? Are you supposed to be mishtadel to see the president? Mr. Trump? Right? No, by some of us, he might be at a family simcha one day, you know. So he's supposed to be mishtadel to see the king. He's supposed to be mishtadel. Yeah. So let's go first to the king. We'll go first to the shaila about the king himself. Right? There's a meritic of Maisa that Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld. So you write the Maisa, so you do it. Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld was the Kaiser. The Kaiser, who's called the Kaiser of Germany, was Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld was there when the Kaiser of Germany came. I think he came to Eretz Yisrael. I think that's the story. Actually, I've been here. Biker b'Yerushalayim. He came to Yerushalayim, and there was a big fight that broke out between him and I think Rav Shmuel Salant. If you make the bracha of Shenasan, I forget myself. Shenasan mikvaydai l'reyav. Shenasan this covid. Sorry, not son the kvaydai l'basal v'da. Nasan mikvaydai l'basal v'da. So there was a shaila, do you make it on the Kaiser of Germany? The Kaiser of Germany was certainly the most powerful person in that area. He certainly had the koyach to kill. He certainly was a melech. So what was that? Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld held you don't make it, because he held you don't make the bracha on the melech of Zera Amalek. What was the big fight? The big fight was that the Gemara says that we know in our language, right? My Bobby was in Auschwitz, and my Zayda was... So we know that when we talk about these Rishayim, we call them Amalek. We call Germany Amalek. Right? Not a Yom HaZeh, right? We call them Amalek. But is it real Mashmoyis in Halacha that they're Amalek? Maybe it means anybody that has a sinner, just the same sinner of Yiddishkeit, of Torah, maybe the anti-Semite, maybe that's Amalek. But here he's making an Afgamina Halacha, and he's saying you can't make the bracha. And it's not so known, that everyone knows, the story of Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, but it's not so known that Rav Shmuel Salant did make the bracha. He did make the bracha on him. What was the machlekes if you make the bracha on the Kaiser? What was the machlekes? The machlekes was based on a Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah says that Germania, right, the Germania and the Vilna Goyen has a girsa Germania. Vilna Goyen has a certain girsa over there of Germania, and the girsa, I don't want to go into the whole Gemara, Gemara Megillah Davav, but if the girsa of the Goyen in that Gemara, it's basically saying that Germania, Germany is a Malik. With the Nafkaminas, that's what Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld held. The others, they held, what do you mean? It says Mefirish that Sancheriv came as Mebal Bekola Uma. Sancheriv, because he was a powerful king, and when a person is not in his country, he won't be able to have the same koyach. So he took all the people from this country, put them in that country, that country. So he mixed around. We have a Kabbalah that we don't have any, we don't know who's an Ammon, a Moyav, a Mitzri, a this. And Mimela, that's why Allah, if any of them become Gerim, you're allowed to marry them all. Because there's no issue. This is the Kayin, obviously, but there's no issue anymore because Sancheriv came in Mebalbel Kol Umas. So Mimela was also Mebalbel Amalek. And that's the Shaila. Lefi the Goyin? No, he was Mebalbel everybody except for Amalek. That's the Machlekes. So they made the Bracha. So okay, so we see the Bracha is not some Bracha that was made, in the times of the Gemara, even a Melech 100 years ago. Let's go fight them. All right, what is necessary in order to make this Bracha on a Melech? Well, what's necessary? Meaning, what type of a Melech? So this is Red Baz, and this is really where all of the confusion started. The Mishabura brings it. Now I want to tell you, I'm gonna lie to you a minute. I'm not gonna tell you what the Shaila was over there. But the Red Baz says that who do you make the brach on? He says, if he's a melech that's dan vehoirig b'mishbat ve'ein mishimishan al dvarav, that he's able to kill, life and death is in his hand, and nobody can stop him, then that koyach is called the melech. Okay? That's the Red Baz. And because of this, they broke out a huge shaila back in our door and whatever, we'll see in a minute about a president and whatnot, right? And the basic shaila is let's say the Queen of England, right? So when the Queen of England came to Gateshead about 15 years ago, so the Gateshead Rav, Rav Rakov, Zichron Levracha, they say that they originally, they sent the shaila, that people, they sent the shaila originally to Rav Liashiv. It was done, it was known she was coming to Gateshead, and someone from Gateshead asked Rav Liashiv. And Rav Liashiv said that you make the bracha on her. That's the story goes. If you make the bracha on the Queen of England, you'll make the bracha. They asked Rav Liashiv, we'll see in a minute, what about Histaklis? How you let her look at her? How you let her look at her, Bechal? So we'll see in a minute. It doesn't mean you have to mamish, look at her and be mistakel and be mispainted. It's enough if you see the matziv, the melucha, right? And you see, there she is. That's already enough to make the bracha. You're seeing the kovet shenasan lebasar vadab. That's the bracha. So they say they asked Rav Liashiv, that was the story, and Rav Liashiv said to make the bracha. The Maisa goes that the Gates of the Rav was Chaylik. He held that that's not enough because she doesn't have the Kayach to kill. And he held that the Kayach to kill was a prerequisite. She doesn't have that Kayach. And then they say that the story goes, this is how storybooks go, but the story goes that Rav, God, I heard it from one of his nephews, he said that Rav Rakov looked into it. And apparently there's some Favarfana island somewhere in the middle of, the Pacific or Indian or Mars or which, that the English Empire still owns or something like that. And the queen has a kayak there to kill. She's a kayak there to kill. Right? Some little island, I don't know, maybe America or something like that. Something is still part of the Commonwealth or whatever. I don't know about Toronto. Maybe, right? And she has a kayak there. One day she's going to walk over there. They're going to go over to the guy in 7-Eleven. You, it's all off with your head. And once you hear that was it. She has a kayak to kill. So, okay, that's the story. The Maisa, there's a big tain on this, If you look in the Red Baz, and this is extremely negay of Mr. Trump in a moment, right? Mr. President. You'll see in a moment, the Red Baz, if you look in the Shaila of the Red Baz, that was not the Shaila of the Red Baz. The Shaila of the Red Baz was, they were asking him that there was a certain king that made someone a king over a certain district. Right? He made him a king. And they were trying to figure out, they asked the Red Baz, does this person have a din, the second person, does he have a din of a king that we can make the bracha on him? Because, he was nismane from somebody else. So the Red Baz answered, you know what? Since he has the kayach to kill and no one can stop him, that's also called a king. What does it sound like in the Red Baz? And I say after the Shevet Alevi speaks about this a little bit, that he's saying like this, avad if somebody is a real king, there's no shaila. If someone's a king or a queen, and you see the covet that is afforded to that's real covet, that the whole entire country respects him as the king, as the queen, as whatever we'll see in a moment. Okay? So then there's no shaila. If not on him, you could say, Nasan covet lebasar vadab. Right? The Shiloh only was if you have someone that's not really a king, because somebody else appointed him as a king. So now the question is, if he's considered a king or not, on that, the prerequisite would be dependent if he has the ability to kill. But it's not the vort that you're only a king if you can kill. If you're a mamish king, there's nothing to discuss. It was only over here. What's in Afgamina? Afgamina is that was the psak of Evel Yashiv. The queen, that she have a kayach to kill, that she not have a kayach to kill, right? But Tachlis, I comment that this is the person that everybody in that district, that country, that area in the world, really, right, agrees is Malchus, is Malucha, and it's Oyver B'Yerusha, that's a Chashivas and a Kovet and a this, so then you can make the Bracha. And this Lemaisa, Ziyadua, that was the Psak of Rav Yashiv.
There's a whole government there.
No, there's a whole government. So if the prerequisite would be that, you know, she has to have actual koiches of murder and this and that, it happens to be in the protocol, every single law that's passed has to have her approval on. Now it's gotta just, you know, at this point now, it's just part of the protocol. And she does it, you know, without thinking, right, et cetera. Who knows if she's even the one writing it, et cetera, right? But in the official statement, she's the one that has the right, right?
Is that a necessary tonight?
So it's not muchach that she has to have the koyach hashlita of actually doing things. It's not muchach. And it could be just covered. Yeah, she's just a mascot. She's just a mascot.
Everything
what?
Everything explains that.
She
understands everything.
Yeah, yeah, no, no. She has miyaitzim, and she's got the gabayim and dust, and she's got all that. No, but the truth is that's the shayla. That's the shayla. That's the fight here. That's the fight. Rav Yashiv one more. That Rav Yashiv held taka that it's enough to covet, it's enough to malucha. And when I asked the shayla to Rav Scheinberg zecherno lebracha, he said to me, "Did you make a bracha on her? Make a bracha." I said that she can't kill. Right? Scheinberg is a great man. He said, it depends how moody she gets. No, let me explain that line, right? You know, there's some people that they can't necessarily take out a shotgun and kill you dead, you know? But it could be that they can, like, you know, they're so powerful that they can really, you know, we like saying she's just a mascot and she's just a this. She got a lot of koiches, right? And if Scotland and yards and whatever, and all of a sudden you don't find out that Anshul's in the shul anymore, you don't know what happened to him, you know? Somehow he found up in the mikveh for a little bit, you know? It could be, that's also called a koyach. What do you want to ask?
The reason I advise that someone that was appointed by someone else is because that he could take him off any minute?
It's the word is that's what bothered him. That you're not someone who's be'etzim the king, you're an ismanet, there's somebody even over you.
What's the problem?
No, maybe the word is there's somebody even higher. Maybe that's the vart. There's even another person beyond.
So someone that's elected one.
Oh, I'm getting to that. That I'm going to get to in a second. But that's a clear queen. I'm telling you the emes. You have to know that there's definitely a lot of paiskim that are not like this. Chaim Kanievsky, I sent to Shaila. I'll read it to you. Chaim Kanievsky, Hayim Bevarchin Birchas Melech Al Malka. My question was just in general on a queen. Who says? Maybe it's only on a king. The king taka can kill. The king is the king. The king is the koyach. The queen is not. And I wrote, Kigoin al Esther Hamalka. Esther Hamalka, I'm sure if she said Tachashverosh, I don't like the way that he looked at me, he probably didn't have such an Arichas Yomim, right? So, you know, all right. But you know, I'm trying to show you that Esther Hamalka probably had more Koyach than Queen, I don't know, Mother Schnitzel, whatever she is, right? I'm sure he had more Koyach, I'm sure, right? But so Rav Chaim Kanievsky wrote back a very long and extensive Truva, he wrote back Loi. Right, Loi, Dainu, that you don't make the bracha on Esther Malka. Why? Why that? And there's nobody else next to that. Right. So I sent back to Shaila because I knew I made a mistake that I wrote in just Esther Malka. I shouldn't have added Esther Malka. And I wrote back, Mayim Yesh Malka Kigoyim Ba'Anglia. That was the Mamish, you know, Aze. And he wrote back, Loi.
That might be for the other reason.
What? Oh, no, fine. But I'm saying, but no matter what, that means an Esther. What? Oh, if you have somebody who's like, you know, like a Malka that can actually kill and this, right, that we don't know. Maybe it's not, I never asked that, because to me it's pashit that you would make the bracha. By me it's pashit you would make the bracha. My only shayla was, I should explain, I only had a shayla on a Malka that, let's say, the English Malka, she doesn't have real koiches, maybe, right? Debatable, whatever. So, no, I mean, but the, what? I think the English are getting sensitive. my wife is English. If she knew what I was talking about today, I'm not getting, you know, I ain't getting schnitzel tonight. Like that. Okay, nobody should tell you. I see you're ready to call it. I didn't really mean it. I meant like I meant like, no, she can kill in that island also. I agree. I'm not, but the Maisa, I meant my only Shaila was on Esther, who's married to the king, and my only Shaila was on this Malka, who is not as strong as in the olden days, okay? And that was my Shaila. That leads, so it's a Shaila. I must admit, it's a big Shaila. It's not like, you know, you have a Shechianu, you can potter it with a fruit, right? What do you do over here, you know? Not so simple, I admit. So because of that, it could be that it's, there's another cheshbin that you have to know, is that the Paiskim say that if you see her, you know, on dress down day, right? Not on the day that she's wearing the whole malchistic garb. And that's true by the queen. Sometimes she wears regular queen clothing. Don't deny it, okay? Okay? At the practice, the dust, you know, she wears regular, like, whatever, I don't know, glad bag with eye holes. I don't know what they wear. But that's what, you know, so if you see her like that, and you don't see her, the Mefarshim say, in her entourage, with her guards and her this and that. For example, one time, right, when one of the benefits, I guess, of marrying an English girl, we went to Buckingham Palace, and there she was, the queen, on the Merpeset Dorton, right? It's a Sukkah Merpeset, you know? And there she was in the Merpeset, and she came out, and she waved. So my kids beforehand, we discussed to make the bracha. Nice, the Yashiv holds, you make the bracha. And then when she came out, they said, don't say a word. Because she was wearing, you know, she was wearing like normal, like sweatpants, hoisin, you know, like in the bottom. But she was wearing just a dress. She was just wearing a regular dress. She was wearing a dress with the chaveh, and thus, Snicker Gangan with the ganze dos and the whole dos and the ganze dos, right? So then, you know, one of my kids, a little wise guy, Tati, how you that look? I said, no, it hurts, not a problem. But that's the vote. That's the melody. What about the president? So that's clear. It's not so clear.
The president has clothing.
Oh. So I'm not talking about Hashem should be mochel me, you know, when Bill Clinton went in to get a burger from McDonald's in sweatpants, right? That there's no shayla in the world you don't make a bracha on him. Right? There's other brachas perhaps you make. Right? This is a huge world war. No, this is mamish a huge world war. That's what I want to get to. Do you make, let's now build everything we just spoke about. Let's build halacha lemaisa to Mr. Trump. Let's build halacha lemaisa all the shaylas. It's not this, right? Listen, we want to make the bracha on Trump. Okay? We want to make some bracha on Trump, you know. So let's work together. Don't work against me. Work with me, you know. Yeah. Please, what are you gonna have? Let's say you have. You'll see. Have a geshmak shaila in a minute. There was once a shaila. Somebody called me. He's a geshmak shaila. He's a big Talmud Chacham, the person, and he was nizdamin. He's a shtickle. He was a rav, and there was a state's dinner. And he was there at the state's dinner, and the queen was there at state's dinner. He's a shtickle nagay and kashrus, right? And Mela, because of that, they brought him in for a certain state's dinner, and the queen was there, and Obama was there, right? And Krado is a murder gemaisa. I'm learning now the oilam and the kaitel over here. We're learning bishul akum, right? And there's a gewaltig gemaisa, but this you can't tell. This is like, you know, in the inside lush and hara raid in the mikvah, you know, guy to guy, no vision, no vision. But they served corn. They served corn at the state's dinner. Right? And it's all shayla. Corn is zikr not royal shulchan melachim. Corn is considered like an animal fodder and dust. They served corn. Right? The next day, they got a letter. What are you going to tell Obama? That's off in the corn. You know, I need the corn, whatever. So the next day, they get a letter to the, you know, it was an insult to the melucha that they served corn. Right? He wrote back, like, he doesn't know what they're talking about. What's wrong with corn? What's the problem with corn, right? But that's, so he was there at the state's dinner. So he said to me, didn't know. What do you do? Here, we'll see in a second, there might be an amana shoch to make the bracha. Right? In the end, it wasn't true because she wasn't wearing her big day malchus and whatever. Right? But let's see the shayla of the president. The Maisa, the way most Paiskin, the Munkacher says, the Minchas Elazar, he says, he calls him Mr. President, Ha Republic, Republican, you know? Republic. I already said yes, you do, I hold you do. He says, why? He goes one by one through all of our shaylas. He doesn't go through all of them, right? But he says, I doesn't have the koyach to kill. Now, lemaisa, between me and you, the way we learned the Radbaz, that's not so poshut that that's the prerequisite. It's not so simple that you need the koyach to kill. Okay, but he says, I doesn't have the koyach to kill. So he says, first of all, he has the koyach to pardon. The president has the koyach to pardon, right? He's the koyach to let a person out. So he says, what's the word of having the koyach to kill? Life and death is in his hands. So that's also worth something. He has the koyach to, you know, did say that not to kill. I'll tell you another thing, right? I think you all know that Mr. Clinton, not exactly such a liberal, I think, you know, our kind of dude, right? I think that he's gonna, you know, probably we're gonna hear about the death penalty, you know, coming back in style, right? And probably he's gonna be, you know, I don't know, I don't work for the government or whatever, and probably some things I'm probably not allowed to say, but probably it's gonna be starting to become more popular. So maybe that's also called that the Kayach. Also, do you know that he has the ability to declare martial, and I know this is getting scarier and scarier, right? But he has the Kayach to declare martial law, right? And also I have another kasha for you, right? You know, there's something called the Secret Service. You ever hear of them? You didn't, because they're secret, right? Nobody knows about them, right? you know, one day, again, I'm not saying, you know, I'm just, you know, science fiction, all right? But one day, Mr. Clinton doesn't like somebody, right? Let's call her Hillary, let's say, right? But let's, he doesn't like somebody, you know. Oh, sorry, Mr. Trump, Abdul, but let's say Mr. Trump doesn't like somebody, right? Like, the next day, you know, with Secret Services, and does, you know, where'd he go? He's pregnant. Secret Service, you know, like, no, bad is, you don't, I mean, you know, again, my lawyer told me which things I could say and can't, but you think that he doesn't have the kayak to kill? Shot. Okay, do you want to know, maybe he can't kill, the mayor of New York? I don't know, but, you know. Okay, so that's not so pashut. Okay, so maybe, but I told you before, that's not so pashut that's even a prerequisite. It's not so simple. So let's put that on the side. Most paiskim would be mashma, that the fact that he has the koyach of pardoning would be enough to make this bracha shech nasan mikvaydoi lebasar v'dam. Okay, the only thing is that there's one big problem, which you already all touched on here. The maisi doesn't wear big day malchus. But by me, this is a shtickle pella. It's a shtickle pella. Because the vort of the big day malchus, right? In other words, if you see him, just one moment, you see him at like, you know, just like at a state's dinner, you're not gonna, I mean, Trump might be different rules, and I'm not even joking, I know it sounds funny, but he's gonna talk and have the bodyguards around him at all times, right? But if Derek Cloud's not how it is, Derek Cloud, you guys, you know, my friend's telling me, right? He sits over there, there's a guy over there, right? There's a guy over there, right? There's a guy over there, and they're all right. This guy standing next to him that really looks like his wife, but really it's but you don't see, when you see him, unless it's like out in the open or whatever, you see him out in the open, you don't see him with his gantan garage and the this and that. Avada, when he goes and you see all the limos and you see all the this and you see all the, so then you're seeing him with his gantz covered, right? But if you're gonna see him without that whole covered, then everyone agrees you don't make the bracha. So now let's say you see him on the inauguration day, mit the gantz agav. They say if you see it on a, it's not gonna get anybody here, but if you see it on the microwave, right? You know, they see it on the TV darn, right? So then you don't make the bracha. It has to be live. Everything I'm talking about obviously is live. But let's say you're gonna be there at the inauguration. Right. Shiva gives you a shush. I mean, this is mamash, you know, monumentous. What you do, right? So he gives you a shush to go for a day, and you go, and there you are, and it says, you tell him, it says, mitzvah l'shtadel l'roi, it's because of malachim, and that's a grace of mitzvah. And, so you go there. So now you're going to see him with the entourage, and you're going to see him with everything, but he's just wearing a suit. He's wearing a suit. So that poiskim, I think Rav Avadja held like this, there's a lot of poiskim that say, so I say, you're not seeing him in Big Day Malchus. He doesn't have Big Day Malchus, it doesn't matter. But then that's part of the prerequisite. The daiti, this is mamish a pella. I think it's a pella, right? Because the poiskim spoke about the Shiloh president. Before Rav Avadja, they spoke about the Shiloh president. And the only need that they were dying, does he have the koyach to kill? Does he not have the koyach? We'll see another shot in a minute, right? But that which he doesn't wear Big Day Malchus, the whole fart is if you see the queen without her Big Day Malchus, then you're not seeing her in her full glory. But if you see the president, who's the most powerful person in the world, right? So then you're seeing him in his full glory, that which he's wearing the suit now, that's his fullest glory. So, but you're not seeing a chasarin of him. So there's no more of him to see. So that the daiti is a pella. And besides that, you would make the bracha on Mr. Trump. Yeah. The only problem is, and this is a big taina. The taina is like this. The taina is that Mr. Trump is not going to have more than 4 years or 8 years. And he's voted in. Right? He's voted in. That is the one taina you can have over here. You don't have a raya that the person that is, again, now he is the ruling koyach. And now all that taina is that the taina is, but he's a chosen person and it's not something that will last. So that, you don't have a raya. Maybe to make that nasan kovid lebasar v'adam, you need somebody who's going to have it and the lashon of the paiskim and yoyrish it over. Like in England, Taka. Like in England, that it's yoyrished over. Now, I can't, you know, I can't be machri on such a thing. It's not clear. Come again? Huh?
when he's in office.
Yeah, yeah. That's the Shaila. That's the Shaila. Rebelsky.
Could get impeached.
Rebelsky, Zichrono Livracha, held. My side, again, I guess for an American Shaila, but a freaking American Paisik, there's a couple of Batayra, right? Rebelsky Taka held, you make the bracha on the president. Rebelsky Taka held, you make the bracha. Right, I saw one sefer that says that Rebelsky was only talking about if they were wearing Lakshin. Rebelsky knew that they don't wear. If you would see, I mean, Maisa, between me and you, are probably going to see this, but if you would see Donald Trump wearing some majestic, I think then you don't make the bracha. Right, because it was when Azefil Leitzanis, it would be such a Leitzanis. Forget it, right? That would be the Leitzanis. So I got it, that might change, you all understand, right? And then talk to the Shiloh. But the 4-year thing, the 8-year thing, that by me is the biggest Shiloh. I would have thought that that's the Maisa, Scheinberg, Zichrono Livracha, told me on the Queen, yes. On the president, no. But you have to know, at that time, Clinton was the president. That's my decision. I'm not. I was on this, right?
Yeah, Putin.
Sorry? Oh, so could be. Sure. If he's a king, he's ruling king?
Yeah, he's the official prime minister. He could kill, no problem.
No, no, but he's somebody that gets voted in.
Officially got voted in.
Oh, you mean if you don't vote for me, I kill you?
No.
He got voted in, but
rough
like,
mafia.
He just stays.
North Korea. Huh?
He just stays.
Definitely could be. Definitely could be. He's not voted. He's voted.
No, he gets it from his father.
What?
He got it from his father.
Yeah, from the Zayda. All the way back to one of Yishmael's Zaynikos. Not Yishmael, Hugger, the other kind. On a what? On the root, yeah. Yeah, you make a bracha even on the Yairish. You make a bracha even on the Yairish, right? There's a whole shayla on Sadat. Because Sadat was a Maishal. Sadat was you guys like Yeshiva Bachar, right? There's something called Egypt, right? And it's like, Sadat was a Maishal that was Maishal Bekoyach. He took the Melucha, right? Without asking very nicely, right? And he's Maishal against the will of the people at the time. Now, after it, I don't know, they killed him, I think. So, Lamaisa, to make a long story short, there was a Shiloh, because a person that's Maishal against the will of the nation, that's a big Shiloh in Halacha. It could be not. So Alach Lemaisa, I'm a Talmud of Scheinberg. It's kasha for me to. Hagam, I want to, because we don't have much. But Lemaisa, it's kasha to make the bracha. It's kasha to make the bracha. The only shot you can clear is, well, like we said before. Let's say you put Mr. Clinton, right, together with the Queen, right, and she's wearing the big day malchus, right, and he's got the whole entourage around him, and he's got. So now maybe, I don't know, maybe it's like a mamonashach. You say no, it's not really a mamonashach, right? It's different svaras, right? It's different svaras. It's not a real mamonashach. You should make the bracha. So I don't know. It was just like, I don't know. Mr. Tommy is staying in the base marriage. You won't have too many shilas anyways. Right? I want to be messiah with one very important thing. We have to, Lamaisa, have a tremendous hakaras hatov for Donald Trump. I'm going to tell you why. We, because of Donald Trump, understand a Mishnah that I am borer. That I don't think there's, except for the Emes HaTzadikim and the Gedolim, we have a better pshat in this Mishnah than Mistama, anybody who lived until our time. Until, yes, 2 days ago. We have pshat in the Mishnah. I'm going to tell you, what's Donald Trump? You're going to talk about what's in Gans in Olam Hazeh. This man has the Gans Olam Hazeh. I can't be Meir, because Shabbos is coming, right? But just be Meir. I'm going to pay his mentors, right? But just be Meir, his other money, a hot shit. You're going to tell me, yeah, but somebody richer. He finished with the money thing already. He writes a kav, usually kabay. He's got the kabayim also. He got there. He's done with the money thing. He went on for COVID. COVID, this man's name will be, it is in the mouth of every single person in the world. Napoleon's isn't, okay? His name is in every person in the world says his name 25 times again. Except Yeshiva Bachar, not a learning, right? You guys don't even know. One guy's turning to, where's this Trump fellow? Who's he talking about? I'm a Trump, right? So ask afterward. It's the guy that everybody's talking about in the mikvah, okay? Yeah? His name is on the mouth of every single person in the world. Some guy in Zimbabwe right now is holding his spear going, Trump, right? Every person in the world is Trump, right? That's like Obama's brother. Wasn't that the whole story? Every person in the world, right? Every single person in the world says Trump's name. He will have cities named after him, right? He will have boats named after him. So cover the hot chain outs. Taiva at Sheinat doesn't like. I can't talk in Beit Medrash. Don't like the next one. Right? Hashem Shemaychel me. Hashem Shemaychel me. I had Yiddish and Nachas. He has everything. He has Gans and power. There has never been a person in the history of the world ever that has the Mount of Koy. Because obviously, by default, right? Because as the years progress, so that button has more F-16s, right? That button has more MGs. I don't know. Right? I can't give away all the secrets. No, but you understand that button now. He's the most popular person in the world since Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon was the most popular person in the world. Right? The most popular person in the world. So COVID and Koyach and everything and out and Koyach and everything in the world. And the most of all, Nekama. Nekama, the Mesillas Yesharim writes, Nekama is such a bad aver. You know why? Because Nekama, the Lashon of the Mesillas Yesharim is so beautiful. He writes in Mesillas Yesharim in the 11th parak, which is Halacha Sefer, the 11th parak. He talks Halachas there. He says, Nekama is Masik Midvash. It's sweet. He writes the word sweet, like you say, sweet revenge. This man got the most This was a man that was about to have the biggest bizarreness in the history of mankind. If he would have lost, it would have been the biggest, and it was supposed to be a loss of a loss. It would have been the biggest bizarreness in the history of the world. He got 3 million votes for the joke. He's a late son. In Fakert, now he won the Nekama. And could you imagine the pleasure at that moment of a Tadegahat? It's not describable, the pleasure. It's indescribable, that pleasure. And the Republicans, I don't have anyone to thank. They didn't choose me, Bechal. Hey? Didn't it come on them, didn't it come against Hillary, and she's a woman. Didn't it come up, the pleasure, the COVID, the money, the taiva, the fame, the everything. Now you understand the Mishnah, so we have to have a lot of hakar sataiv. You know what the Mishnah says? The Mishnah says that it's the koiras ruach, the whiff of one chelik epis of one abaye in Gan Eden. One time you say the word abaye, the whiff of what you're going to get from that, the whiff, not what you're going to get for saying abaye, not what you're going to get for shaking a lulav, not what you're going to get for taking tefillin. The whiff of what you're going to get, the smell of what you're going to get, is better than the whole oilam hazeh, the gans oilam hazeh. So until now, you didn't know what it was, what you're going to get for one bit of tefillin, for the whiff of the bit of tefillin, you didn't know. Now, you know it's more than that. Yeah, so we have a tremendous amount of hakaras hatov to Mr. Trump. Good Shabbos.
So what about Netanyahu? I saw his entourage going by Keshachad. He also has power to kill.
He has power to kill, but he's definitely not a melech, and he has constant people.